Of the Elyria Catholic Pioneers wrestling pro, or Elyria Catholic Pioneers, goodness gracious, Elyria Catholic Panthers. Wrestling pro, yeah, big wow from Jared on that one.
Be careful, you can that can get you in big trouble.
That'll get me run out of town in a hurry.
Flipping the table.
That's the number one way to get yourself run out of town. Well, Coach, first and foremost, thank you for joining us here this evening. We appreciate you coming by.
Sure.
What's it been, 5 minutes since you've taken over as head coach over there in
Literally
EC?
5 minutes.
Something like that, right? Yeah. So what's... Talk to us about that, just kind of taking the job over there at EC, program, trying to just get its footing back under it once again, trying to get established. Just kind of talk to us about how that process has been for you.
Very, very interesting. that's the word here. I've got all level zeros, so they're brand new to wrestling, so they have to learn the fundamentals, they have to learn everything, all the basics. So, and that's where I'm at. Just make sure they have the basics down.
How... Does that test the patience, I guess, at all as a head coach? Because, I mean, you know what you want from them, right? You know what you want to see and the progress that you want to see made and this, that, and the other. But obviously what you want to see happen doesn't necessarily happen. So kind of, you know, how does that work? How does the kind of the patience of yourself have to work into that?
Well, if you talk to anyone who knows me, I'm the most patient person that anyone's ever met. So I break it down by the numbers. Everything's by the numbers. Step one, do this. Step two, step three, step four. Whatever, however many steps it takes. And we'll just keep drilling it until, you know, we can go combat speed. That's what I like to call it. So
there you go.
It's just how it is.
Numbers-wise, how many kids you have in the program this
Six.
Year? Six.
Six consistent, yeah.
Okay.
Mike, tell us about your background. Who'd you wrestle for? How do you get to where you're at here?
I wrestled for Dan Turnus in Southview. I graduated in 02. And Dan and Tommy Turnus taught me everything I know. I joined the Army. I did Army combatives for a little bit, and then I used my wrestling to help me out there, and here I am.
Outstanding. Now, you take over a program, six new guys, a lot of challenges involved in that. Is there a way, you know, a lot of tradition over at Elyria Catholic. You know, they're pretty proud over there.
We are.
have you thought about trying to tie into maybe some of the good things going on with the football program and kind of hanging around over there? And
yeah, so I'm hoping to get some of the football players in, you know, join wrestling. It's they've had a long season. It was a great season
they
for
did,
them.
They did, yeah.
Giving them a little bit of a break. Hopefully they can, you know, come back and wrestle for me. Looking more for the freshmen so that I can build them up. But any football players, welcome.
I've got a guest speaker for you, but we won't bring him over until the guys are settled in. John McNulty was texting me earlier tonight. You know, yeah. John coached over there for a long time and had some top 10 teams down at the state tournament. But
sure.
But you got to get settled in before we bring John into the room over there, Mike. So.
Yeah, definitely. And Elyria Catholic's been, I mean, when I wrestled, they were, you know, one of the best in the state. Elyria Catholic's got a long history of wrestling, and I've, you know, charged at revitalizing that, so hopefully I can do something, at least build a foundation for them to continue on wrestling program.
Well, I think that's I love the commitment, because I got some calls from Elyria Catholic asking if I knew of somebody, any names out there, and then when your name popped up, I got a call about that. I says, well, I'm pretty sure you wrestled for Turnus, you know, and that says a lot right there, because everybody knows the Turnuses and what, you know, they're Hall of Famers as well, Dan and Tommy both. To bring some of that on. And I think the patience is the key, and I think Elyria Catholic wants wrestling back. I think they're committed to bringing wrestling back. I know that Tom Reichle is one of the football coaches. Tom wrestled at Elyria Catholic, and that might be a good guy to tap into. I think Coach Fox is one of those guys that sees the benefits, that sees what wrestling can do for his football players. And I think those of us that have done both and coached both know how they feed off each other. So I think there's a foundation there that if you're patient and tie into some of that, I think that will reap some benefits for you.
Yeah, I got a good list from Coach Fox of a list of wrestler or football players who would benefit from wrestling, and I hope to get them on the team and, you know, on the mat.
Schedule-wise, well, how do you begin to build a schedule with six new guys?
It's tough, man. I know that we're scheduled for a couple of duels, and I don't really expect to win those duels with having six people. You really can't, but I want to win matches. So I think people around here are going to be surprised when they see these kids on the mat, because they're hungry.
Okay.
And they're excited to learn.
Even, Coach, outside of it, again, we're joined by first-year Elyria Catholic Panthers head wrestling coach Mike Cruz joins us. You mentioned wanting to win matches, and any, of course, any coach, any wrestler would want to. Sure. Even outside of that, where do you, you know, see progress? How do you evaluate progress in terms of kids getting better, again, even just outside of the results from a match?
Say that again, because...
How do you hope to see progress from your kids, even outside of just the matches, right? Like, if they don't win a match, how do you help them see the progress that they're making?
Sure. So I've already done that. So in the beginning, I showed them, you know, this is how you were doing it, and this is how you're doing it now. And I'm a very big proponent of let me get in there and show you, let me work with you. I'm sweaty right now because I just came from practice. So, you know, I'm in there, and I'm sore, and I'm rolling around with these guys, and this is what you're doing, and this is what I need you to do, or this is what you're doing, and this is what you used to do. So look at how you were versus how you are, and that's how you, you know, evaluate how you're developing.
Mike, I'm going to pass along a piece of advice that Coach Turnus gave to me as a young coach. And when I took over the Berea program, we came out and we would scrimmage. And I look at Dan and as kind of a mentor as I got things going over at Berea. And Dan said, forget what anybody tells you about the schedule. Find wins for your kids.
Yeah.
And Dan said, find places for them to win. Find matches for them to win. Get them confident. And that sticks in my head. That's 30-some years later that Dan sat me down and he told me, find wins for your kids.
Yeah.
And I looked at those Southview programs, and that's what Dan did. Dan built great confidence in those kids, and you were part of those great teams over at Southview. But I'm going to tell you, find wins for them.
Thank you.
And if you need help with that, give me a call, and I'll help you find tournaments.
Sure thing. No problem. I appreciate that. Any information, it's just me now. So, I mean, it's only six guys, but I love the one-on-one I get with them. If I had more, it would be a little bit harder. But by the end of the season, I hope to have a lot more kids than six.
Good stuff.
Fantastic. Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you coming by. And if you could, maybe give like 50 apologies or so to Jim Piazza for me for my earlier mascot mistake. I got a text or two from Jim. He was all over it. They don't let anything slide over there.
They're
going to
have pictures of Rocco with an extra.
Oh, boy. I'm flipping the table. Don't worry.
My face will be all over that wrestling room. I tackle him. That'll be there. So, Coach, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it.
Sure.